Good evening, everybody. I actually meant to come on and do a video last night, but my phone had ran out of battery and I was making sure that the story that I'm just about to tell was set in stone. So, this is for Paisley that stay in the Renfrewshire of Paisley area, and or if they live near the Fountain Gardens or if they go into the Fountain Gardens. My 13-year-old daughter was in the Fountain Gardens yesterday about the back of 5, back of 6, with her wee friend who's 12. They both went to Sweetify, the new dessert shop that's opened up, and decided let's go into the park, sit on a wee bench and we'll eat it. So, as you go into the park from the side where Cosmo's Chippy is, if you go to the left and you walk up kind of round the side of it, there's benches every so often. So, they picked the quietest wee spot, they sat down, and they started eating their dessert. They had like a chocolate waffle and strawberries with the Dubai chocolate. Looked amazing. As they were just sitting, they were just chatting away, they were on their phones, they were just showing each other things, Darcy clocked out of the side of her eye of an older guy hopping over the fence and approaching them. Now, the first thing he said to the two girls was, "I'm not a creep, by the way." He crouched down, like squatted almost in front of them and locked eye contact with Darcy, and straight away started telling her how gorgeous she was, how precious looking she was, asking them questions like, "Do you vape?" And they both said no. Straight away, once they said that, his reply was, "Oh, that's a shame." Now, for me, for a guy on his own, late 40s, mid, early 50s, just going into the park for no reason, didn't have a dog, like, not wasn't walking about or anything, just jumped over the fence and straight away approached them. Darcy, automatically, she panicked, as you would do. He's a stranger, he shouldn't be approaching girls, two girls on their own, they're not with an adult or anything. She slid her phone under her leg, because I actually had a go at her, because I said, "Why did you not phone me straight away?" She said she panicked, because she wasn't sure if he was going to steal her phone. He was out his face to the extent that his eyes were actually popping out his head. She described them right to a T to me. Her and her friend straight away got up and walked away from this guy, ignoring him. And as they walked back towards where the entry was, he walked over towards the park. Now, straight away when she came home, she told me the story and I was straight out in the car. James was actually working a wee bit later yesterday, so my mum came with me and we went round, driving round, couldn't see anything. The park was actually quite busy at this point. There was people out walking their dogs, there was people just out walking. And little did we know, as James got home later on that evening, he took a drive round. Now, Darcy didn't even have to describe this guy to James. He already knew instantly who it was. Now, to the actual, I'm sick to my core, because this guy stays in the house right next to the park. Now, I have the guy's address, and I'm not going to share it online because he didn't actually do anything, but he overstepped the mark when he approached him. He overstepped the mark when he's asking 13, 12-year-olds, "Do you vape?" He's overstepping the mark when he's asking, he's telling my girl that she's absolutely gorgeous and she's so stunning. Darcy said he was babbling on a load of crap that she couldn't even understand a word that was coming out of his mouth. So, James drove home and the same guy, the back of 9 at night, 10 o'clock at night, was hanging out his window, leaning over, looking into the park. So, the court's here, Paisley Sheriff Court, the one-way system, the flats are here, the park fence is here, and in the park. So he's, in my eyes, what my picture I've pictured is, he has seen my daughter and her friend sitting by themselves with their backs to him on a bench. He's got out his house, walked out his house, went down the stairs, went out, jumped over the fence, and straight away approached my daughter and her friend. Now that is not good. Not good at all. So obviously James is now raging to his core. And I'm in a mind where do I phone the police and alert them? Or am I wasting their time? I don't know. I don't know what the outcome would be, but he is going to get a scare, whoever he is, because he's got no right to approach my child and her friend and ask her questions like the way he was asking her and telling her that she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, looking her in the eye, like no, there was no like contact where he looked away. He was locking eyes with my daughter. She kept feeling that unsettled, uneasy way, sweaty palms, like starting to get into a panic attack. That for him to make her feel like that, he should never have approached her. But I just want to make people aware of, now I don't actually like the Fountain Gardens. I've actually had a word with Darcy before, and she did say to me, "Mum, we weren't going to go in, but it was very quiet and it was very light outside, and we were still at an area where it was all kind of open. Like, it wasn't over the other side where the big high walls were or anything. It was the low fences. It was quite open up." Which, quite right, they should be able to go into a public park and be able to sit and have a dessert, like, without anybody approaching them. So, yeah. No harm was done, but they were very shook when they got home. She described them to a T. Now, once James did come home, he took Darcy out a drive, and it was the guy. Because I said to Darcy, "You need to be 100% sure on who this was." And she said, "Mum, his eyes were popping out his head. His eyes were bright blue." She went, "I'll never forget what that guy, he looked me dead straight in the face, in my eyes." She went, "I'll not forget who he was." So I just want to put it out there for people with kids or anybody, even a woman going out walking her dog or anything. He was out his face. He approached the girls, which he should never have done, and he started asking them questions and telling them they were gorgeous, they were beautiful. Why would you need to tell young kids that they're gorgeous and beautiful? That's not a way of speaking to somebody. So they did the right thing, they got up and they walked away. But things could have been different. Things could have been different, and I hate, it makes me ill to think that things could have happened. So now Darcy's very good with communicating on the phone to me and phoning me and texting me throughout the day when she's out with her friends. Why should I have to stop that? I need to give her independence. I need to let her go out and explore and be wary of the roads and whatever, but it's not okay for strangers to approach her. So please be more vigilant when you're out. And if anybody else has had any hassle with anybody and messages me and describes a guy, I'm happy to show you where his address is. Thank you. Before I finish that, the other thing that he actually said to them was, "I'm not a creep, but I've never actually had the confidence to approach such beautiful young girls." Like, what? Beautiful young girls? Like, why would you even say that? Like, but anyway, yeah, not happy one bit. I want to spread awareness in case anybody has ever felt like this or been approached by this man before, but it doesn't sit well with me, and I would never forgive myself if something was to happen. So please share this for Paisley area, for anybody that goes into the Fountain Gardens, please be very careful, because this man stays right next to there, and he's actually sitting at his window, leaning out on his window ledge, watching people going in and out, because his window looks right onto the park. So please be more aware. That must have been, Darcy said that they only actually sat on the bench, not even for 5 minutes, and he'd already came out, jumped the fence and approached them. So yeah, anybody needs any information or can give me any information or advice, I would really appreciate it. Thank you.